Well, it's another day, another movie. Welcome to Rainbow Flickers Over the Crimson Screen. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, David.
Okay, so today it's my choice of a movie, and I've decided to go for a romantic comedy, or should I say a horror
A
romantic comedy called
rom-com.
Barback in French, or in the US it's called Some Like It Rare. So,
Yeah.
what's your if I were to, if you were to actually give one word about this this movie, what would you say?
European.
Yeah, it is European. It's actually a French movie, and it's
Well, you said one word, so I had to split my words up, but basically European humor. It definitely had a lot of European humor.
Yeah, one of the reasons actually I've chosen that movie is because I do feel that the type of humor in Europe is very different for the humor in the US, and it's quite nice. I wanted to actually have an American opinion of actually that type of humor because that's something I never actually had. So we're gonna explore that today. So Some Like It Rare. So it's a movie that was released last year. So it's a former a director called Fabrice Eboué, which also is a writer, is a director, and is also the actor in a movie.
Oh, someone's
And in France,
talented.
he's a very famous comedian. He does a lot of stand-up, and his stand-up are very, very acid and very dark-humored stand-up based really on criticizing society by using very, very over-exaggerated imageries. But actually, as stupid society sometimes. That's something
Okay.
we can recognize it in a movie.
So basically, you're saying he's like the European Childish
I
Gambino.
don't know who that is, but I guess so. If you
Got
said so.
it. Donald Glover, Childish Gambino. But you never watched. Okay. I don't think you've ever watched Atlanta, have you?
No, I never watched Atlanta, so.
Okay. All
So should
right.
I?
Yeah. Continue.
Okay, no. I had this to the on the list. So, what is Some Like It Rare about? It's about a couple. They're a butcher. They own a little butcher shop in Paris. It's a couple in trouble. The love is gone, it seems. They actually let's say they're on the verge of divorce, and one day some vegans come and decide to attack the butcher shop by throwing blood to the faces.
Yeah, they were so
And
violent.
it is, and we're going to be talking about this because actually based on the stuff that happened in real life in France. We will be talking about this later on. So they find themselves actually attacked by this bunch of vegans, and one day by accident they killed one of the vegan actually attacked the shop. Trying to actually find a way to hide the body, they made a mistake and end up selling the body to the client in the butcher shop who loves it. So they end up having to go around and kill more and more vegan in order to allow the clientele to have more and more meat and actually make money. That's pretty much what the movie is about. There's a romantic comedy. There's actually going back finding love again in a couple, and this is a couple of things, and very, very acid way of seeing French society and racism, which is something that what was very interesting for me. And also the way people can be very a bit too much sometimes on some ideas and ideology. So there we go. So first
Okay.
of all, the characters. What did you think of the couple?
What did I think of the couple? They seemed miserable. What
Indeed.
the
At the beginning, they are really, really miserable. So we've got Vincent. Vincent, being the butcher, is actually make love. Let's say he make. His wife said actually he spend more time with his meat, preparing his meat that actually is taking care of his wife. So a very, very funny scene when actually the wife is looking at his husband preparing a piece of meat for one of the clients, and actually he's like he's making love to that piece of meat, and she's very jealous. She's jealous of him preparing the meat, which is actually
Yeah, I
pretty
mean, I
funny
would be
to
too.
me. So Vincent, he's a black man. He's actually love is he love his job as a butcher. He's take it as an art form. His wife is bored. The life like they had actually is boring. There's nothing else. She's also someone who is obsessed with true crime. I thought that would be something you would enjoy in a character. And she spent the entire evening watching true crime show. Which funny fun story, the person you see presenting the crime show, the true crime show on TV is actually a real guy that present crime show. It's actually a real show she's watching.
Love that for him.
I know. And that might actually make it very funny because they actually it's wrong, it's actually fake serial killers, but very funny if you I don't know if how it was translated, but all the serial killer they talk about in the movie is very, very, very funny. The way they're actually talking about it. And so it's a couple in trouble.
And the butcher shop is going to save them.
The butcher shop doesn't seem to be saving them. They actually they're losing money because one of their friend is an industrial butcher.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, they were so annoying.
Oh, that couple, yeah. It's actually a couple. It's one of the critics that Fabrice Eboué does a lot is the people who believe they can be racist because they actually have a friend which is black.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but I do remember the one scene where she has to blurt out like, "Our best friend is black."
Yeah, exactly. It actually, they can be as awful as possible to the black policeman, but they say that's fine because our best friend is black. And there's a lot of saying that stuff that I've seen personally, even with homophobia, when actually people can say the most horrible homophobic stuff, but it's fine because your friend is gay. And they really were talking about these people don't realize what they are talking about sometimes. And what I found very interesting is actually the main character, so Vincent, doesn't say anything. He just let them talk about it. He's just like, he's so used to it, he doesn't even bother actually like talking to them about it. I don't know if you realize that.
I mean, we've all been there. I mean, at some point, you're just like, oh, what's the
But he actually did say one thing, it's actually, it's your friend. He said basically it's not his friend, he's a friend of actually his wife. So let's say it all, I think. So you see this very sad couple. They're really on the verge of divorce. They are talking about divorce several times. They want adventure. They want something new, etc. They don't have sex anymore. And one day, this bunch of vegans come and throw blood on the face of the wife. And actually talk about murders. They are murderers. And that's a very shocking scene. And it's actually a scene that happened several times, like maybe like last year in France, when there was a lot of dogmatic vegan who started to attack butcher shop in Paris. So it's actually based on real thing.
So what? Oh wait, why were they attacking the butcher shops though? I mean, were they just going in with like buckets of blood? Just
Yeah, exactly. Like we see in the movie, they actually decided that, oh, the meat is murder, so let's put the butchers are the enemy. So they started to destroy some butcher shop in Paris.
okay.
Yeah, very dogmatic, very not very helpful for the cause, but yeah, they've done that. So you've got the situation where the shop is attacked. Vincent, the butcher, managed to catch one of them and see his face, but they managed to escape. And it's actually like kind of the last straw. And The wife is fed up. She doesn't want to live this life anymore. She wants to end it, to actually to divorce, to change of life, because it's not what she wants anymore. She doesn't want to be a butcher's wife.
I mean, I can't say that I blame her. I mean, she was struggling in there. She was just sad, and she conveyed that very well.
Yeah, the acting is pretty good, and I found that the two main actors, Marina Foïs and Fabrice Eboué, are amazing actors with a lot of chemistry together, and they really carry the movie throughout. That's true. So they go and see their friends and talk about it. Their friends, friends, quotes. They are the opposite of them. They actually own an industrial butcher shop, so they're actually making millions.
Yeah, they have the nice house, nice cars, the pool, 'cause I know that's the thing in France, right? You're rich if you have a pool.
I should ask my brother. But you can see in that movie, it's all about duality. I don't know if you realize it. There's actually always this the small butcher that does this for heart, and there's actually the butcher that does it for money. You've got the bad vegans and the good vegans. There's duality everywhere in the movie, which is pretty interesting. And coming back to the friends on the road, he realized that one of the vegan attacked the shop is riding a bike. So he wanted to stop the car and actually talk to him, but end up running over the guy. So, and killing him. So what can we do with the body? And that's a big question. You actually have a body on the floor. The vegan is dead. What should I do with it?
I mean,
And that come actually.
that happens a lot. You would be
I
surprised.
know it happened last week. It was just terrible.
So after he basically runs over, are you sure it was by accident? I could have sworn it was on purpose.
No, it was by accident.
Okay.
I'm sure of it. I don't know if he's actually is a translation really portray that, but actually it's by accident that he's
I mean, it
terrible.
wasn't
So
really the translation. It was the fact that he stopped the car and he started driving backwards fast. That seemed pretty intentional.
he drove back, but actually didn't realize the guy was behind, basically. So they got a dead body on their hands, and what do? They're not going to call the police. Let's say if I call the police, I would be in jail. So we need to find a way to hide the body. And that's where the knowledge of his wife is important, because his wife, being obsessed with true crime, decided to use the knowledge of other serial killer to find a way to get rid of the body. And
Yes,
the idea is to cut the body in pieces and to go around Paris and put the put body parts in different rubbish bin, so that nobody actually found out actually the body. It's clever. It's actually an homage to a movie from the 80s called Le Père Noël est une ordure, which means basically Santa Claus and asshole, which got the same scene of actually they're trying to get rid of the body by cutting into pieces and put them in different places in Paris, including a zoo, which is fucking funny. So that's the idea. Let's cut the body in pieces, put it around Paris, and everything will be forgotten. Nobody's gonna know.
How will they know?
I wouldn't know. They will know, surely.
But they don't end up doing that though, right? They take a another approach.
Well, Vincent, the butcher, just had a better idea. I found his idea was actually better. He said, okay, we got meat that actually reached perfection that we have to get rid of. So why not actually put in the bodies bit by bit in the meat that's gonna go off and get rid of it that way, which does make sense.
It does.
So he cut the body.
Oh, good old
He made things with it. He
good
leave
old
it in the fridge.
cannibalism. I said good old cannibalism.
And he go to bed and he wake up in the morning and realize that a piece of the body is missing, and that his wife is selling it to customers. Oops.
I mean, It's kind of a genius idea, though.
So he found himself trying to actually avoid people eating the meat. Everyone loved the meat. Everyone loved it.
Yeah, what do they call it? Iranian pork?
Iranian pork, which actually I was laughing. And the first time I
Yeah.
heard it, I was laughing so much because nobody bat an eyelid when you say Iranian pork, which doesn't make any sense. Even the police don't actually bat an eyelid. They actually, okay, I would like some Iranian pork, please. And really, it's one of the biting commentary about French society, which is a lot of people are completely clueless about things. So they end up selling the poor vegan guy. They actually has pieces of ham and pieces of steaks and everything else. Apparently, it's great meat.
Yeah, it's like delicious according to everybody. I mean, it word gets out.
Exactly. They actually have a queue outside where they want the Iranian pork, where they only have one body. Oops. Eventually, the vegan's a bit, he was a bit skinny, so not much meat on bones, isn't he? So, what should we do? So, they decide to do one thing. Why not just kill another one? Just let's kill a couple of vegans to actually to get some money back, to actually make the butcher shop works again. And that's pretty much what the story is about. They decide to just start to kill another one. And they just go over and over. They keep killing more and more and more and more. And the more they are killing, the more the guy Vincent is becoming more and more viral, and the more his wife is kind of getting more sexually attracted to him as well. So, what did you think? Actually, first question: who was the bad guy in that show, in that movie?
To me, honestly, they all are. I don't really see any redeemable characters here. I'm sorry.
Don't you think that the wife is a bit of a con she's a manipulatress?
I do, but I just feel like specifically none of the characters are redeemable. I just even the man who had this strong sense of morals eventually just threw them out the window for money as well. So
Of course. That's true. So, and now they're actually doing a lot of the entire movies about them trying to become serial killer in some way. Finding the first victim, how to kill them, where to find them. And this is actually the entire comedy of the movie, a very dark comedy, because they really try to find just, okay, so what is the best meat to give to the customers? And they actually decided the best thing to actually catch is a transsexual, a vegan transsexual that does yoga,
Yeah.
which makes sense. I wish they could have gone further and actually really killed a vegan transsexual that does yoga, but they haven't done it in a movie. That could have been funny at the end. So of course.
Who was the first kill? It was that guy, right?
The first kill was that guy, yeah.
Okay.
It was that guy in a vegan shop, I think, in a vegan restaurant. No, it's another restaurant.
Yeah.
But the first thing they do, they realize, okay, we need to find a vegan. So what best thing to do to find a vegan than to go to a vegan restaurant, sit down and look around and scout for the perfect victim. And they realize a bit of an issue is that a lot of the vegan are skinny.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Until they discover that one of the vegan is a bit fatter than the other, so they decide to take him as a victim. And they're kind of unprepared. They follow the guy and want to kill him, and what happened?
Are we talking about the same one
The first one.
that
The first one they actually
the
miss.
one yeah the one that he brings the The knife with the machete out, and he turns around and he screams and he starts screaming, and then he tells his wife like, oh, he just wanted to think it was like a Islam attack.
Yeah, so he actually kind of chickened out. He was going to kill him, but he chickened out, and by escaping, he keeps shouting. The thing the Islamic terrorists were shouting for the entire time in France, and just saying, "If I say that thing, basically nobody gonna know it's me." In some way, it worked because nobody actually looked for him afterwards. Which was another critic actually of French society, when actually during the terrorist attack, people were completely obsessed with terrorist attack and stuff. So this kind of stuff was quite big. And a fun fact, Fabrice Eboué's wife is Muslim, so that joke might seem maybe like Islamophobic, but actually it's his wife who found the idea. So that was actually pretty funny. So the first way didn't work. They didn't manage to kill that guy, so they decided to do another thing. So what's the best thing to do is to become one of them. So they pretend to be vegan.
And the wife, she really went ham on that. Like, she was acting her ass off pretending to be that
I know.
vegan. Oh, even I
I love
started
that
to,
cynicism in market.
I was like, I started to believe her there for a second.
Even what she say, you want to see my pussy?
Yes. Oh, that was hilarious.
I know. And the thing is very funny because at the beginning, really, the husband doesn't really want to kill. You can see he's really. He doesn't really want to do this, but his wife is the one that I think the wife could be actually a serial killer, a real serial killer, actually, for a certain possibility to do it.
Yeah, she did not give a fuck. Like, even with the children, he was like, I can't kill a child, and she's like, veal is her favorite meat.
I know. So while in the market, they actually meet this group of vegan. They're actually pretty scary. They
How were they scary, David?
Did you find them scary? They were a bit too dogmatic in some ways.
Was like, oh, this is just another Tuesday. What?
And so they saw that, okay, we're gonna be they say we're gonna find a vegan, so we're just gonna pretend we're gonna do a raid somewhere, and we're gonna kill him, and we're gonna use the meat to actually make sausages. Unfortunately, he come with another two people, so they can't really actually kill the guy that way, but end up destroying one of the butcher shop of his friends, and he's enjoying it a bit too much, I must say. You can see the frustration of the guy actually when he pissed and shit on the picture of his friends. It's actually pretty hilarious.
And yeah, and they end up tearing up the place, and oh my God, what happened after that?
Well. What after that? They actually they come back. They realize the wife is very frustrated that actually nothing happened. They couldn't get a body, and they have an argument in a restaurant,
Oh yes.
and that's where
This is where the other guy comes in. See, this is where my brain went to after they were in there. I was like, when did they meet the guy that she kissed? And yeah, right there.
Exactly.
The guy was an asshole. But when he was talking to her on the street though, after he came to her rescue, you know, when her husband got into a fight. And the way he was talking to her on the street, I was like, oh, is this how Frenchmen are?
Well, we forgot to talk about about that scene that happened before, which actually pushed the husband to go for to kill some vegans. The famous meal with their daughter and a new boyfriend, who is a vegan.
Oh yeah, a very annoying one at that.
Indeed. So in the movie, we actually witness a meal between our main characters, their daughter, and a new boyfriend. Tell us about it, Anthony. What did you think of that that scene?
Oh God, I think anyway, I think I'm confusing this with the other scene where they actually did the cannibalism. So I don't think I have a fresh memory of the other one, the first one.
Okay,
So.
so naturally the daughter bring his a new boyfriend to meet the parents, and they have a meal, and they're making a nice thing, a chicken with some mushroom. They're actually very they are doing what a lot of French family would do, which is a big meal to actually like to meet the future maybe husband of the daughter. The bit of an issue though, it's he's a vegan. They were not aware of it. And so we have a very, very cringy scene when the dogmatic vegan explained to them what it is to be vegan, that is actually his own choice. He doesn't force anyone to be vegan. But at the same time, he just showed that he's forcing his girlfriend to actually be vegan as well because he refused her to eat meat. It's a completely weird situation, like a Twilight Zone episode. When they try to be the parents try to be accommodating and he's awful to them. He's awful to them. I propose they're actually proposing the mushroom. I know it's too close to the meat. We can't do that. Then proposing the cake. Oh, there's eggs. And eggs actually is like a it's like imagine if as a woman someone would come and pick up your eggs from inside your body and the wife just say I'm in I've got the menopause and it's awful to others say yes we know that. He's a really a terrible character and I wish that character would have been killed but he was not killed unfortunately. I don't know why.
No, I mean, because sometimes the bad ones just don't get their just due, I guess.
I know, but he was such an awful character, an awful towards actually, like, and he reminded me of people I met in the UK. So I was like, "Ooh, that's someone who actually met some vegan as well."
Wait, weren't you a vegan?
I was forced to be a vegan by my husband. An
Wow, look
ex-husband.
at that. Life imitating art.
I know, I couldn't. I'm not. I was not allowed to bring meat in. to bring meat at home because we couldn't have meat in the fridge next to the vegetables.
Okay. So
Yeah.
I'm guessing this movie brought back some memories.
It did actually. It did. But like Fabrice Eboué says, this movie also come about because of what's happening in social media. He actually he said that eventually he just realized that nobody actually can laugh about anything nowadays because people are gonna always complain or actually always be offended about things. And he's fed up with it because he believed that you can laugh about everything. So this movie was a big affew to all this community who actually refused to accept that you should be able to laugh at everything. And that's why a lot of the humor is pretty edgy for that reason. And that is refreshing. I find it very refreshing because nowadays I find a lot of the comedies are very safe. A bit too safe for my liking.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I didn't really see the humor as edgy. It just kind of reminded me of like the things I grew up watching with Mad TV and Live and Living Color and Dave Chappelle. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that name, but you know, it was pretty much the same humor. But that humor nowadays here would not be acceptable.
It is cancelable. This not this humor that you grew up with, and I grew up with too. I grew up with that same type of humor. Now can't be done anymore because people are offended about this. And I secretly believe that the reason why he hasn't killed the trans character in any trans character in a movie. Well, it could have been a great payoff, and I know Fabrice Sebo is very good at actually setting up joke for later. I see might have due to that, that he was actually worried about the backlash, about actually killing a trans character in the movie, in the comedy movie.
He
Could have been that.
did kill someone though that I don't
Oh, there
think
was
they
no trans.
I don't think they I don't think they were they a drag queen? I think they might have been a drag queen.
No.
Yeah, there was a scene where he did kill someone and it was during the montage
There was
and
no trance. I don't think so, or at least they would have actually set it up otherwise and told us about it.
Well, I can't really. I'm not gonna say that, but but yeah,
I don't want to assume the gender, but
I do feel like there was definitely like someone who wasn't like confirming to a gender, basically, in
could be.
the montage. We'll say that.
Let's talk about that montage actually. That montage was when you see them taking more and more pleasure in killing vegans. And it's becoming some kind of a mundane things to do, like a outing with a, it's like a date thing. Actually, two unique guys dates.
Yeah,
They rekindle the relationship by killing vegans.
they make it look so fun.
I know. So you see them killing them and they're cutting into pieces and making joke with the penis.
Yeah. Oh, and I can't believe like you forgot to mention the part where in the beginning of the movie where he cuts up that guy and the dog eats
Homage
the ears.
at
Yeah,
Isaac.
and then he ends up eating they started just feeding the dog random body parts.
There's a lot of little detail like this, which make this movie very, very funny. And because we kind of like them as characters in some way, where they're so you see the relationship getting better and better, and we're just like, oh, maybe we should kill some vegan to make our relationship better too. But it's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, but it wasn't just about the relationship though. Their business was booming. Like it brought it back off the brink of closing.
Exactly. Everyone wanted the Iranian pork. Even the police. That character of the black policeman made me laugh so much as well. Because he was so obsessed with his food about new recipes and he just wanted to actually have pieces of meat all
He was so nonchalant.
the time.
And I think the one part I love was the character Winnie. You remember that? They never caught Winnie, did they?
They killed Winnie. Well, they didn't kill Winnie. Winnie had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah,
So the anti joke afterward was actually a joke about Winnie being actually a last piece of Winnie. Winnie was a great meat. And Winnie is a very important character because actually Winnie is the only vegan they meet that actually is not dogmatic, was a very nice guy. Compare everyone else were a bit were assholes, let's be honest. This one was really like it was pretty sad to see him die because the character was very tragic.
And you still haven't talked about the killing of her man that she brought up that thought he wanted to basically cuckold.
The first murder, well, the first real murder was the first one, the next scene.
Yeah, when he's just like putting on the condom, he's like, "Oh, you wanna watch?"
Yeah, so she meets someone. She brings someone home. I do believe she's done it on purpose, personally, trying to make her husband jealous. So the husband decide to pass on the act and actually kill someone because the husband obviously didn't want to kill a new person.
Yeah, I mean, well, she definitely did it on purpose. Remember, she bit his lip, and then she was like, "Oh, you know, come upstairs." Mm-hmm.
She was very manipulative for the entire movie. You could see she was manipulative and she was relishing in actually killing.
Well, what can I say? She was a woman that was pent up. Good for her.
and she kept mentioning serial killers, so famous serial killer actually to her husband. They were talking about the way serial killer were being caught and stuff. It was pretty interesting. But that kill was actually pretty violent compared to the other ones.
It was a murder of passion.
It was. Nobody talked to my wife like this.
Yeah, and then you can't forget the daughter came back.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
After what they can had we killed. Do? Yeah. And they were like, you know, you should just leave. Just go back. And because, you know, she's saying that she had a fight with her boyfriend because, you know, they were butchers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you know what? He is so right. You should go back and redeem our names. It's too late for us.
Well, the body is just bleeding beyond the sofa.
Yes.
It was a trip. But after the montage, which is, I love the montage. I love the fact that it's the music and you just see them just killing the people and then talking about gratin dauphinois, côté tomillon and stuff like this, like it's nonchalant. Where they actually use a shotgun to kill vegans. For me, there was some very, very funny scenes.
They were. The kills were pretty funny, especially the one that was doing yoga and they shot him while he was upside down.
That's the one I thought they would have actually done with a transsexual. That would have been actually a payoff with actually the first joke. yeah, it's my seat. It's my spot.
Yeah.
You mean this tree?
I really enjoyed that montage, and but pretty soon, like the more that they do this, and it starts becoming more like a chore, you know.
I think it become darker and darker when actually the husband start to realize he start to look at people, and he's I don't know if you actually felt this, and I actually kind of felt this. He actually started to be to have second thought when he killed the first black person. I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah, because he was, well, for one, this is why I said, like, I don't believe any of the characters are that redeemable, because they both had these yeah, well, these morals, and then they were just like, you know, fuck it. But when because he said that he would not like kill children and women, that was like his thing, and then like there's this black woman and the wife is like, let's get her, and he's like, no, I can't, I don't do women and our children, and she's like, Well, she's a woman and black, so that's two new flavors.
And actually, they do actually end up killing her. And this was interesting because he started to have second thought afterwards. Because in some way, I believe that he was killing mostly white people at the beginning. And then he kills someone which is closer to him. So he actually have a different kind of it's a different kind of stuff he's doing. And I seen in when they go to the vegan market, try to find some new meat, and there's this kid. And he started to think about what it would be like to actually kill a kid, and that's where he started to actually say, "Shit, I need to stop."
Yeah, this one it started going dark.
He started to.
The kid was like doing a montage, like a Baywatch
No, exactly. And realize that the wife actually would not mind killing a kid, but he doesn't. He actually, at least he had that moral as well.
my God.
So you want to stop. You just say, okay, that's enough. We actually kill her. We kill like 30 vegans. I think that's enough. And now we actually got the money for the, to save the butcher shop. We're just gonna stop. Despite the fact everyone wants Iran pork, and they
Oh
just want to say,
yeah.
okay, everything's closed.
Yeah, when that woman came back, she was like, "Oh, I want some." And he's like, "Oh, well, unfortunately, we won't have any more." And then he suggests the beef, and she's like, "Keep your fucking beef."
But they invite, they actually decide to invite their friends to eat. To eat Winnie, to eat basically pieces of Winnie at the barbecue, and they forgot to remove the pacemaker, which is going to be the downfall.
This is the part that skipped my mind, okay. Because I was wondering, I was like, towards the end, when she says, Winnie was their downfall, I was like, wait, how? Then, now that you mentioned the pacemaker, I was like, oh, that's what they were talking
Oh,
about.
exactly. Because what happened is they actually decide to make a barbecue, and they forgot to remove the pacemaker from the meat. And their quote friends found the pacemaker, and that's actually when everyone starts to get suspicious about it.
Yeah, I was also kind of surprised that they ate someone with tattoos too, just because remember Jeffrey Dahmer saying that people with tattoos taste the worst.
Yeah, but they made it as sausage, so I guess, you know,
Yeah.
with a bit of seasoning, that could work, I guess.
I mean, this is not a cannibalism cookbook over here, so I don't know.
I don't know, I just remember that the tattooed one actually going inside the mincemeat stuff. But they get caught, and they would get caught because of Winnie, which is that guy that actually had a heart attack in the forest. But before that, they're getting attacked. The vegan that they met at the beginning of the movie come back and realize they were butchers. And that's when things turn really dark.
Yeah, because they kidnapped the wife. And they're going to basically slaughter her like cattle, right?
Exactly, and that's actually this really like we went from a romantic comedy, we had some horror elements, and that scene for me were very close to what a true horror movie would be. The way actually the character of the vegan actually was so dark when he was using the head of the cow, he was so oof.
I knew they should have killed them.
I know, but they couldn't.
No.
And you just see, for me, it kind of turned into a Rob Zombie movies from early 2000. This character was trashy that way for me.
That's an interesting comparison.
Did you say that? Did you say that? I just really felt they were actually as trashy as a character from House of 1000 Corpses.
Well, I mean, not until you said it. Now I'm just like, yeah, I can see it.
And of course, the husband saves the day and killed them in a very graphic ways. Actually, I think it's actually one of the most graphic scene of the
Yeah,
because.
my favorite is when he throws the knife at the girl and it like splits her head open.
Yeah. But it was actually, despite the fact we had dismemberment, we actually have him cutting bodies. The scene actually when he killed the vegans, actually for me the most explicit ones. I know, so
And so we're not gonna talk about the dog eating the guy's dick.
you that we are. Or
Remember?
giving random body parts, you know.
No, like remember when they were fighting and when they had killed all the well he had killed all the vegans. The dog was down there like eating the guy's groin area.
Yeah, but that was set up as well. The thought is he was getting random piece of meat, including a penis at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying, like, that was pretty graphic too.
It was. It was, but he saved his wife, you know, and they actually, like, I guess they saved the couples. But,
Now they're going to prison.
they're going to prison, and they just realized that the people that actually, were the downfall was Winnie and the so-called friends, who are so happy to be on TV talking about, you know, talking about how they knew that there was something wrong with their friends and being overly racist as well
As
about Chinese
always.
on live TV because that's fine for them. They don't understand what they're doing it, what they think is offensive.
Yeah, you know, I was honestly surprised they didn't eat them either. I
I
was thinking
agree.
it. But
The fact that
I guess that's a commentary within itself, right?
no, exactly. The bad, the awful ones actually seems to be winning anyway all the time. But the one that actually was just saying like the police were not doing anything because this was black, and actually it was just like okay, this is weird. And they just said we're not gonna ask a Chinese to find a lost dog. That was oof. I know. And that could be seen as offensive, but knowing Fabrice Eboué, actually what he's done this is actually really having a mirror back at society. So it's understandable where he's done it, but this is what I wanted to see because you saw that movie. You saw there's some type of humor that actually would you say that it could have been done, this movie could have been done in the US today?
I mean, I feel like it could be made. Would it be in a theater? Probably not. But I do feel like they could probably release it on a streaming network. I mean, to be fair, this movie was on
But
Netflix,
could it be actually that edgy with a racist joke, for example? Could there's some racist joke, but the
I
racists are there
mean.
on purpose?
I mean, I've watched some newer comedies where they are. I'm not gonna say they're flat out racist, but they do make some very. And I get that it's all on social commentary, but they do make a lot of racial jokes. And yeah, I mean, not all the jokes really landed with me. There were some where I felt like they were just punching downhill with it, but a majority of them I did find funny, so there you go.
Yeah, there was well I think Fabrice Eboué decided to just like he does it, actually when he started to work on this movie, the first idea he had was actually to have a movie seen through the eyes of the vegans, And the first draft was actually a bunch of dogmatic vegans who wanted to do a terrorist attack on the Salon de l'Agriculture, which is a big like agricultural showcase in Paris. That was the first idea of this of the movie. And then he realized that people would not be able to relate with dogmatic vegans, so he decided to change his idea and actually to switch to actually people who getting attacked by these dogmatic vegans. That's really how the movie started.
It almost reminds me of the show The Heathers, when they're trying to portray everything through the eyes of the teens who were always bullied, and now they're the
Oh, I love that show. Oh, I love that show so much.
Oh,
Did
well,
you feel that a social commentary landed to you, or
I mean,
it was
yeah,
lost in some ways?
I mean, no, I mean, like, as an American, I mean, I pretty much caught, all the social commentary. None of it was really that lost on me. I was probably missing some context of, things going on in Paris, for example. Like, I wasn't familiar with the vegan attacks. So, but most everything else, like, even the Muslim jokes, I mean, this is, I feel like it was pretty bad here after 9/11, So, that we went through a big thing where that was the norm for a while, as sad as that is. So most of it, I was, it wasn't really that lost on me. I pretty much understood all the social commentary on it.
And when you said to me, like, the first word you mentioned earlier on was Europeans.
Yeah,
What's the difference for you between European humor and American humor?
European humor usually is very mean-spirited, but it's funny.
Not false. Yeah, accurate.
American humor, Americans tend to, we like to doll things up a little bit. We're not as abrasive. Usually European humor is way more abrasive, and I mean, that's why I like it. 'Cause as you know me, I'm always rooting for the bitch in the movie.
Yeah. Well, you had a couple of bitches to be happy about in that movie. But yeah, I agree with you. I found I would say European comedy, a lot of them I'm French, and there's a lot of French comedy I just can't stand, let's be honest. There's some very bad ones. Oh my God, so cringy. But this one for me, I really enjoyed that movi because one, Fabrice Thibault is one of my favorite comedians. The guy is writing is so on point sometimes. Oh my God. And he also got some dark humor, and that's something that is not really prominent in French comedy. We're having a lot of comedy which is more like social, like a social comedy. We usually have a kind of a bourgeois kind of comedy shows. It's actually comedy of class more than anything else. And this one was actually a bit different because it was violent and it was funny, it was acidic, and it was, oh, I loved it. So now let's go for the score. So what would be your score for that movie?
I'll give it a 7. I give it a 7 out of 10 crystals, as we would say here. What about you?
I would give it a 7 as well. I think there was it was good. I laughed a lot with that movie, but I felt maybe it ended up being a bit one note at times, and it might have been a bit stretched too far. I felt actually the point was made maybe like an hour and 20 minutes into the movie, and it went a bit too long.
You see, that's interesting because I felt like the conclusion was very abrupt.
Exactly. That I felt that we see all the stuff, we spend more time with the murders, not enough time actually with the ending.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if the ending was actually put when they say, is there anything you regret? And they say Winnie.
Oh, Winnie.
What a tragic character.
And
Everyone loved Winnie.
I really think that she was really getting off on being like thinking she's gonna have all these true crime shows about her now.
I think if I remember correctly, she even actually said, if we actually kill a couple more, we're gonna reach the score of this or that serial killer as well.
They got
She was
30,
keeping
right?
scores.
Yeah, I was like, okay, calm down, girly.
So yeah, overall it's a good movie. I don't know if there's a English dub version, but I would advise you to have the French version with subtitles simply because the acting is so on point. And
I don't
you
think
can
there's a.
really see so much the chemistry within the main characters. It's so amazing.
Yeah, I don't think there's a dub version, but if I can watch the French version with the French movie with subtitles, everyone can. Y'all calm down.
Some people don't like subtitles, huh? You know that.
Hey, some people aren't fast readers, that's a struggle with some people. So I'm not knocking them,
No, I
but
know. But some people don't like subtitles. They say I have to read the subtitle, I can't look at the image.
Well, I mean, as for me, I have subtitles on all the time, so because sometimes you just, you might be snacking
I'm aware, sir.
hard. So
So,
you can't hear what they're saying, so I need my subtitles on.
I have to use it sometime as well, especially if we're actually looking at itty bitty movies because of the accent, man.
Calm down.
Sometimes the accent's hard. So this was a movie for this episode. Some like it rare. Next week it's gonna be the turn of Anthony to choose the movie. Do you have any hint to give us?
Well, there's a gaydar that turns people to to dust, and there's a drag queen that curses you, so there you
RuPaul Drag Race.
go. Wow, that really is an American Horror Story right there. But no.
Okay. Well, we're gonna have to wait to find out. So, on that note, I
Bye.
bear you farewell and see you next time. Goodbye, Anthony.
Bye, David.